welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia, solar activity will remain very low in the immediate future. Light to moderate solar wind speeds are expected. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to stay at quiet to unsettled levels. Minor to moderate MUF, that's maximum usable frequency depressions, and degradations in high frequency conditions are expected due to continued very low levels of ionising radiation from the sun. Of the possible closure of the Mayerton, South Africa shortwave transmitter site has come to light. If this eventuates, it will happen at the end of March 2019. Apparently, the decision by the BBC to stop using the Mayerton site has made operating the facility too expensive for Sentech, which is the transmission provider. Channel Africa, the South African broadcasting company, does not use the site enough to make it financially viable. And it's unclear at this point whether Radio Sonder Grense, that's the national service from Radio, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, will also be impacted. This information was made available at the High Frequency Coordination Committee conference in Tunisia recently. So it's possibly another shortwave, international shortwave broadcasting station to close down. Now, our usual summary of monitoring research made here in Melbourne recently. Some interesting signals during a full 24 hours. And firstly, we have the post-sunrise window in the 49, 41 and 31 metre bands across the time span 1900 to 2030. Beginning with 1900 to 1930. 6,000, that's 6000, the Overcomer Ministry from Kostinbrod, the relay station there in Bulgaria, with English. And 6080, Bible Voice Broadcasting Religious Station, using the relay facility at Moosbrunn in Austria, with English, and that service is recently new on that frequency and is weekends only. 7365, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria, with the religious program, the Latin, or liturgy in Latin. 7315, France, radio, the station Radio Algeria, using the relay station in Usedun, broadcasting in Arabic. Another frequency in parallel, 7375. 7465, the Philippines, the Voice of America from Tanang, with its morning programs in Korean. And 7475, Radio Thailand, with its programs in English to Asia, Africa, the Middle East and Europe. Japan, 9670, NHK from the Yamato transmitting site in Japanese. And 9730, the Voice of Vietnam in English. 9750, the Voice of America from Biblis in Germany, that's the relay station there, with programming in Kurdish. And 9975, right up at the top end of the 31 metre band, the Voice of America from the Udon, Thailand relay station with programs in Korean. Now, between 2000 and 2030, there are many frequencies in the 41 and 49 metre bands. 5930, Radio Romania International with Ukrainian broadcasts. 5950, Korean Broadcasting System with the relay from Issedun in France, The program's in French. 6050, the People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa in Tibet in China, broadcasting in Chinese. It actually opens at 2000. And 7235, another frequency for Radio Romania International, this time in Spanish. And 7240, another frequency for Lhasa, broadcasting in Chinese. And 7310, Adventist World Radio, using the relay station at Moosburg in Austria, with programs to Africa in the Dayula language. And 7380, KSDA at Guam, religious broadcaster with his morning programs in Russian. And yet another frequency for the Lhasa station, broadcasting on 7450 in Chinese. So quite a number of stations and frequencies in the post-sunrise period heard here in Melbourne between 1900 and 2030 on the 49, 41 and 31 metre bands. We look now to reception conditions observed recently in Eastern Europe, and we thank the SWLDX weblog, which is produced in Sofia, Bulgaria, for these observations. Strange World Radio Africa, broadcasting in the 25 metre band, noted in Eastern Europe, on 11780 from the Manzini transmitting station, 1500 through to 1530 in Somali to East Africa, 100 kilowatts and the antenna 031 degrees. Radio Nigeria Kaduna, united with a relay via the Essendon transmitting station in France. 7335 between 0500 and 0700 in Hausa to West Africa. 0700 to 0800 on 13840, same details. 0900 to 1500 on 17690, same information. And 2000 to 2300 on 7235, same information. The last two frequencies, 17690 and 7235, are apparently not on the air every day. Transmitting power 150 kilowatts and the antenna on each occasion 170 degrees. Extended broadcast noted of Dan Del Cura Radio via the Issedon Relay Station in France. This is on 13590 between 0700 and 0830 to Central Africa. Very good reception. 100 kilowatts and 167 degrees antenna. And the Voice of Greece on 9420 from the Avalos transmitting site, 150 kilowatts, 323 degrees in Greek to Western Europe, 0750 to 0800. And the station known as the Living Water Ministry Broadcasting, that's VRB, heard between 1515 and 1615 on 5905, in Korean to Northeast Asia with 200 kilowatts and 320 degrees antenna. All India Radio in English noted on 11745 between 2045 and 2230 to Southeast Asia in English. And the Voice of Nigeria noted in Eastern Europe on 7255 in African languages. And the external service of Radio Nacional de España, that's the Spanish foreign radio, noted on various frequencies in Arabic and English. 2230 to 2300 on 11685 and 12030, and 2300 to 2330 on 9690, 11685, 11940, and 12030. The Argentine National Radio is now using a relay facility in North America. That's from WRMI. It's noted on 7780 in Eastern Europe between 2100 and 2300 to Western Europe in German and Italian on Mondays to Fridays. That's with 100 kilowatts and 044 degrees. Some sources state that transmitter is actually WYFR in Miami in Florida, so we'll have to wait and see. World Harvest Radio International, broadcasting to Australia, noted in Eastern Europe between 0900 and 1000 on 11825, transmitter power 250 kilowatts and the antenna 245 degrees. And from the from the Voice of America, the Learning English segment via Tinang and Udorn, that's in Thailand, heard 1130 to 1200 on 11720 from Tanang, 1130 to 1200 on 12125 from Udorn, and also from Udorn on 15715. And the politically based station North Korea Reform Radio heard relayed by the Tashkent transmitter on 7600 between 1430 and 1530 to Northeast Asia in Korean with 100 kilowatts and 076 degrees antenna. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.